In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen closely. I will tell you how you can be saved. The Scripture speaks of many things, but they all point to becoming like the God-man Jesus Christ. Now, there are many sins in our lives, many things that perhaps we have trouble gaining control over. But notice what this last judgment gospel is about. In essence, it is about thinking of others. Isn't that what Christ did? Christ came not to be served, but to serve. So if we think of others first, if we are compassionate towards others, whether it means feeding them, or clothing them, or visiting them when they're sick or in prison, whatever it means. And these are not the only ways we can be kind to others. There are hundreds of other ways. And we can start, actually, by not speaking evilly of others, not gossiping about others, trying to be kind to them when we're there with them in person, always thinking of their needs first. And if we do this, then we will be fulfilling the gospel commandment. This is the way to be saved. Now, it is only possible through God helping. But Christianity is about becoming. It's not about membership in the church. It's not about knowing things about God. It is about becoming like God. Now, if you look at your life, if I look at my life, I see that there are many ways in which I fall far short. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to really be able to meet the mark on certain areas of life. So I try to be kind. I try to think of others. And even in this way, I'm not always meeting the mark. But perhaps by God's grace, meeting it better than in other areas of my life that I cannot quite gain control of. Be kind to others. Think about others. Now, there's another part to being kind to others that will have you be saved. If you are like the unrighteous, you take credit for the things you do. And you are proud about yourself and have an inflated idea of how good you are. So that you don't notice the little ones, that is if you're proud, and the things that you should have done, you won't do. Whereas those who are righteous, what do? They're kind to everyone. And when the Lord says to them, I was hungry and you gave me to drink, and I was thirsty, I was hungry, you gave me to eat, and I was thirsty, you gave me to drink, I was sick or in prison and you visited me, I was naked and you clothed me. And they'll say, when did we do these things? Because they are not keeping a tally of how good they are. To them, every day, they have to do more. They never think of how good they are, they just think of how it's necessary to be good to others. This has to come from the heart. It's very important to come from the heart. And then you'll see opportunities all around you to be kind to others. Everywhere, people are in need. The amount of suffering in this world is staggering. It's just so big. Everyone, everywhere, on some level is suffering. Now, some people are reasonably happy with their lives and things are going pretty well. Those people, we just don't have to expend a lot of energy. We're kind to them, but they don't take a lot of our time. But there's so many that are so sick and so sad and so disheveled in their lives. Any kindness that we give them is an act of godliness. You can see it all the time. The odd person in the office that nobody else gets along with. the person you know that has a drinking problem, or someone is going through financial problems and is quite worried about it. You could bring them groceries. You could merely be there to talk to them. There are hundreds and hundreds of opportunities every day for us to be kind. Now, we take advantage of hundreds of opportunities every day to sin. So let us offset that by trying to be kind. Christianity is about kindness. It's about compassion. It's about feeling the needs of others. Our Lord felt the need of everybody. Every moment of His life, He knew the needs of everyone around Him. That is why when He was near where Lazarus' tomb was, that's why He wept. Not because Lazarus was dead. He was about to raise him from the dead. He knew that. But because of all the needs of people around Him. Some people who were quite full of pride and anger and wanted to kill Him. And they just didn't understand what life was about. And it caused Him to weep. I ask you, do you weep? Do you weep about the situation that others are in? You should. Perhaps not with tears that come from your eyes, but from your heart. This gospel is about being kind. Not taking credit for doing it, but being kind because it is the way of life. It is what's within us. If we see our child cry, then we're immediately moved with emotion and we want to comfort our child. All around us, children are crying. Children that are 10, 12, 30, 80. All of us are children. And so many of us are crying. If we are tuned in to the needs of others, then we are truly Christian. Oh, it's good to know about philosophy and theology. It's good to conquer all of our passions, those passions of getting angry or lust or many other sins. But the most important thing to conquer in us is our indifference, combined and actually buttressed and joined with our pride. Because of our thinking of ourselves, we don't think of others. So the more you think of others, the less you think of yourself. This is the way of salvation. Don't be surprised at the last judgment. Because there might be opportunities you are missing. And it will be a sad day for you when the Lord says, "You didn't feed me." And you're thinking, "What? I work in a soup kitchen and I've done this and I've done that." But you've missed opportunities to minister to the little ones because of your indifference. This is a frightening gospel, but also a very a gospel that gives me great hope. Because when it says, "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect," I can't meet that mark. But when the Lord says, "Be kind," I think I have a chance of meeting that mark. Be kind to others. Think of others first. Especially be kind to others. Make it your life's mission to be kind to those who cannot return you or won't return you kindness. Be kind to those who are actually sometimes reach out and hurt you in some way. Be kind to the person that can't lend and don't expect in return. Help the person that you'll never see again. Then you are truly a Christian. If we say that we love God and we hate our brother, St. John says, the love of God is not within us. And when he says hate, he doesn't mean the active activity of actually hating someone and saying, "I can't stand that person and I wish I could hurt him in some way." No. For him, the absence of love is hate. And love is to always think of another's needs. Love is to always think of someone else first. So if we're not thinking of someone else first, then we're not loving. Now this is also a very high mark to meet. But I dare say it is an easier one than to be done with all of our sins, to conquer all of our sins. Now, the wonderful irony of Christianity is, even though we see every day how we fail in so many ways, and yet the Lord says, be perfect. We say, how can this be? Because our daily activities show that we're far from perfect. And we wonder, how can we ever get to this point where the Lord commands us to be? The wonderful irony, the thing that is beyond all expectation, is that even though we will live a life that is filled with imperfection, if our desire in our heart is to be perfect, then God will accomplish this perfection in us. And the major way that He measures us is our compassion, since after all, God is love. So therefore, He must measure our progress by how much we love. Now, it's good if we say our prayers regularly, and if we fast correctly, and if we don't have lustful thoughts and other things. Those are all things that we should strive for or against. But those things will come only if we are also trying to be kind. A lot of Christians are not kind at all. They rest on their knowledge. They rest on their thought of their position. They rest on their membership. You must be kind. That's what Christianity is all about. Because our Lord was kind. So look in this gospel. Where do you fit? Do you think the Lord might say to you, you weren't kind to me? And you might wonder and not remember where this event occurred. Do you think it's possible that the Lord might say, you clothed me and you gave me to eat, and you would think, when did I do this? I don't remember. And yet the Lord would say, come and be with me and dine with me, because He recognizes Himself in you. This is what Christianity is all about. It's very, very simple. Look out for the needs of others and be kind. Don't think of yourself, think of others. This a person can do. You are capable of doing this. And in doing this, you will be able to conquer these other sins, shall we say, some of our more private sins, sins of our thought that might not in a direct way affect others. Our laziness and other things. We will conquer those sins too, but only if we are kind. This gospel is about becoming kind, becoming compassionate, thinking of others. So humble yourself. Be good to others, whoever they are. And then God will recognize Himself in you, and you will be saved. Amen.